The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is Cup Teams Taking on Kentucky Under the Lights from a NASCAR Fan's View. There's really nothing like Saturday night stock car racing under the lights. I don't know if it's just my imagination or what, but it does seem as though there have been more Saturday night races this year than in the past. I don't know what you think of that, but for me, I like it. The Gen 6 cars on the Kentucky Speedway have shown a lot of speed, and even though Dale Jr. set a new track record to take the pole for tonight's race, there were several others that did the same thing. One thing this fan sees as a certainty for tonight's race is the speeds will be fast, and that means many will be on the edge, and it could spell trouble for more than a few. Now, this may just be this fan's opinion, but the Gen 6 car has shown itself to be very fast. But I haven't really seen the dramatic racing I had hoped there would be, especially on the 1.5-mile tracks. I'm not trying to be critical of the car, but I do have to point out the facts as I see them. A lot still depends on track position, which is normal, but if someone gets out in front, they are hard to catch and even harder to pass. Kentucky Speedway is a hard track to pass on anyway, so track position becomes even more important in tonight's race. There is probably nothing better for Dale Jr. than starting on the pole for tonight's race, and if they keep up with the changing track conditions, there's a very good chance he could take his pole position start all the way to victory lane. If nothing else, he and his team could use a win to go along with the way they've been running this season. Yeah, I know they've had their problems, but they have generally been running good this season. When it comes down to it, they have as good a chance as ever to win tonight, which would make them and a lot of others happy. If the qualifying says anything about tonight's race, it tells us that there are more than a few struggling with handling on the aging track surface. Sure, there are many recognizable names at the top of the lineup, but there are also a number of well-knowns that are further back in the field and struggled both in practice and during qualifying. Some of those would be Greg Biffle, Kevin Harvick, Casey Kane, Kurt Busch, and Tony Stewart. This fan expects to see Biffle and Harvick move forward as the night progresses, but I'm not so sure about Kane and Stewart. It does appear the Kentucky Speedway has thrown them a few curveballs this time, and it just remains to be seen whether or not their crew chiefs and engineers can come up with something that works better for them tonight than in yesterday's sessions. Kurt Busch, on the other hand, broke loose in his qualifying laps, but had a fast car in the practice sessions. He and Jeff Gordon both were on a very good qualifying run and got a little squirrely and really hurt their qualifying time. I expect both of them to make a run for the front as the night progresses. But they both have a challenge ahead of them, Kurt in particular. Jeff is starting 12th, Kurt 27th. The top 10 starting lineup is full of strong teams, and any one of them could take a win tonight. Carl Edwards is starting 2nd and has been showing some consistency lately. Of course, that's not to mention he is 2nd in points, as well as only 25 points behind Jimmy Johnson. I guess you could say he's been running fairly consistently a lot this season. Speaking of Jimmy Johnson, this fan does expect to see him running at or near the front much of tonight. He did have good speed in both the practice and qualifying sessions, so it is a pretty good bet he will do the same in the race. That is if they don't have unexpected mechanical failures or driver or crew errors on pit road. From this fan's view, whoever wins tonight is going to have to maintain track position even during pit stops. It is possible someone unexpected could pull off the win tonight, and considering how bumpy the Kentucky Speedway is, especially Turn 3, it is more than possible. This is one track and race that could go one of two ways in particular. Someone could just run away with it and have the field completely covered, or it could turn out to be a fuel mileage race, and that would depend on how the cautions fall. Either way, it should be a good one. At least, that's what I'm hoping for. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here, NASCAR Fans View. for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.